الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك یا نور اللہ رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی اللہم افتح علینا حکمتک وانشر علینا رحمتک یا ذا الجلال والاکرام او اللہ عز و جل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بکمالہ کشف الدجا بجمالہ حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to the viewers of Madini channel once again on this pleasant and beautiful morning we come to you from South Africa from the city of Durban with your program called The Early Echo we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all praises belong to Allah azza wa jal our sustainer provider cherisher and nourisher the master of the day of judgment the owner initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, arwahuna fida. May our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. In today's episode and program, we shall be speaking about the signs of an accepted hajj. Many hujjaj who have been blessed with this great and amazing opportunity of a lifetime to perform this journey. The journey of Hajj are extremely blessed and honored, Alhamdulillah. We will be speaking about the signs. What are some of the signs to know that your Hajj has been accepted or not? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. These are the signs that can be seen for the people that return from this extremely pious and spiritual journey. This is what we will be discussing. At the same time, we make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal through the blessings of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to grant us this opportunity as well to also for us to perform our Hajj inshallah. We also dedicate a segment to this program and that is the segment of Durood. The recitation of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, please stay tuned with us from now till the end of today's episode. And yes, we begin with this beautiful and amazing hadith which have been quoted in Al-Qawl al-Badi' that the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, the one who faces any difficulty should recite Salat upon me in abundance because reciting Durood, sending salams and salutations upon me is a means of remaining safe from troubles and affliction. Allahu Akbar. Let's recite Durood Pak collectively inshallah because it is through the blessings of Durood and Salat our problems and our difficulties may come to an end. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Shafi'u nafi'hu tum, kafi'u wafi'hu tum, درد کو کر دو دوا تم پہ کروڑوں درود مل کے پڑھتے ہیں
اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلى آلہ و صحبہ و بارک و سلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد
سب سے اولا و اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا و اعلی ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی
اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولہا ہمارا نبی اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی کون دیتا گے دیکھنے کو منہ چاہیے کون دیتا گے دیکھنے کو منہ چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ وبارک وسلم اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوہ نما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہر کوئی فدا ہے دن دیکھے ہر کوئی فدا ہے دن دیکھے تو دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنی کایا ہی پلٹ دے دنیا کی یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی تو مختار کا عالم کیا ہوگا اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ وبارک وسلم اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ الحمدللہ we will be listening to a beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic for today is of course the signs of an accepted Hajj. Please stay tuned with us for now. We shall be listening to this Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madinah mein bula, اے رہنے والے سبز گمبد کے اس کلام کے بعد ہم دوبارہ اپنے پروگرام کے ساتھ resume کریں گے. Kindly stay locked and tuned with your Madini channel. صلو علی الحبیب sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلی اللہ علیہ
وسلم مدینہ اس لیے عطار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا کہ رہتے
بدوں کو بھی نبھا رہے ہیں
سبز گنبد کے
جسے او شاخ کی جنت کہا کرتے ہیں اہل حق جسے او شاخ کی جنت کہا کرتے ہیں اہل حق
وہ ہے صحرا تیرا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں
پر خطائے ہیں گناہگاروں کی جانب سے خطاؤں پر خطائے ہیں مگر تجھ سے عطا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں بلا
فرشتوں کا جھکا سر سوئے آدم کس کے باعث ہے فرشتوں کا جھکا سر سوئے آدم کس کے باعث ہے تیرا ہی نور تھا سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں
اسلام پر چھائی گھٹا چاروں طرف سے کفر کی اسلام پر چھائی نظر فرما ذرا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں بلا
وہ روزہ جس پہ ہے جبریل بھی سو جان سے قربان وہ روزہ جس پہ ہے جبریل بھی سو جان سے قربان ان آنکھوں سے دکھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں
جمیل قادری کیوں کر خدا ہے تیرا واصف پھر جمیل قادری کیوں کر کرے تیری ثنا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ آمین اللہم آمین. We will listen to this beautiful نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مدینے میں بلا اے رہنے والے سب گنبد کے, بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بحر و بر مدینے میں, میں پھر روتا ہوا آؤں تیرے در پر مدینے میں. اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. Subhanallah, dear viewers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity and this great privilege of performing our Hajj and Umrah. We always make this dua and never give up trying, never give up crying and making dua and asking those people who have just come from Hajj to make dua for you as well. Because Hajj is a basic pillar of Islam and a very, very, very important act of worship in Islam as well, dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel. Subhanallah, every year millions of Hujjaj in one attire, despite the different race, color, language. Someone is black, someone is white, someone is from China, someone is from South Africa, from America. Rang nahi dekha jata hai, waha pe status nahi dekha jata hai. Allahu Akbar, in one clothes, one attire, millions of Hujjaj will be saying Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Aur is cheez ko dekhne ke liye aaj bhi dunya dang hai. Aaj bhi, even today, the world is astounded to see this sort of unity, this sort of gathering together. Ki duniya bhar se log aate hain aur wahan pe Kaabatullah Sharif ki ziyarat karte hain, Hajj karte hain, sa'i karte hain, Allahu Akbar, they perform their Hajj. And this act is really an amazing act, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. However, inshallah, since our topic for today is the signs of an accepted Hajj, I want to present some beautiful and amazing parables which will enlighten our hearts, subhanallah, to know that there are such pious people that exist on the surface of this earth, subhanallah. For example, it has been mentioned in a book called Ashiqani Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam ki 130 hikayat. So subhanallah, it has been mentioned in this book that this great personality, Hazrat Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has said that an abid and pious person has said that he was on Hajj, and every year he somehow or the other met a person who would place his cheeks on the door frame of the Kaaba, Allahu Akbar, his hand, and he will be holding the door frame and the chokat of the Kaaba, and he will be crying, reciting the talbiyah, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Every time he will recite this, subhanallah, a voice could be heard from the unknown source, la Labbaik. I asked him on the 14th year, 14 saal guzre, 14 years had passed, and every time I met him, I heard that someone says from the unseen, La Labbaik, your Labbaik and your presence is not accepted. On the 14th year, I asked him, brother, are you deaf? Aapko kya sunai nahi deta? Can't you hear? Allahu Akbar. Why are you facing all these troubles? Why are you taking all this taklif and problems on your side? This person said to me, Ya Shaykh, oh Shaykh, I swear an oath that despite these 14 years, if I were of 14,000 years, and despite the entire year, if this reply was given to me even 14,000 times a day or 1,000 times a day, La Labbaik, La Labbaik, I would still never ever lift my head from this door frame. I would come here and I would still cry, what is this 14 years, even if I were of 14,000 years? And what is once or 14 times listening to La Labbaik, if I had to hear the same reply in the negative 1,000 times a day, I would still not lift my head from here. I have this hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will accept my Hajj, Allah will pardon my sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His rahmah and His mercy upon me. I would never ever leave this door. I would never ever go away empty-handed from here. I would beg from my merciful Rabb. Allahu Akbar. He says, as we were in this conversation, a piece of paper suddenly fell on the chest of this person and he was crying. He given me this piece of paper. I read, it was written there, O Malik bin Dinar, you want to separate my bondman from me as I have not accepted his Hajj for 14 years? It is not like this, but rather I have accepted the Hajj of the Hajis over the period of time by the virtue of his call, so that no one could go empty-handed from me. It is because of this personality, it is because of him, I had accepted the Hajj of all the other Hujjaj who have performed their Hajj. Inke sadqe mein, inke wajah se, dusro ki Hajj kubool ki gayi hai. Allahu Akbar. It is not the case that I have not accepted his Hajj. There are such pious people on the surface of this earth, jinke sadqe mein, jinke wasile se, duaein kubool hoti hain. Allahu Akbar. Duas are answered and the Hajj are accepted. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we learn from this beautiful narration that despite hearing La Labbaik, 14 saal guzre, 14 years passed, but this person never ever felt demotivated. He was never hurt and he never moved away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, his khaish and his wish and desire and his faryad continued for 14 years. Despite listening to La Labbaik, he still continued having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my Rabb will forgive me, my Rabb will answer. And his maqam and his status in the court of Allah was such that it was written on the piece of paper, O Malik bin Dinar, it is not the case that I have not accepted his Hajj. It is rather the case that through him I have accepted the Hajj of other Hujjaj for this period of time, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Ameer Ahl Sunnat, Ameer Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu Aliyah, make this faryad and plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki hum bhi to maghfirat ke suwali hai. We are also the beggars at the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begging for forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. Aap bhi is dua mein shamil ho jayein. It is this mubarak and awesome and beautiful and amazing and an auspicious month of Dhul Hijjah Al Haram. Milke padhte hain.
مغفرت کا ہو تجھ سے سوالی پھر نہ اپنے در سے نہ خالی مغفرت کا ہو تجھ سے اپنے در سے نہ خالی مجھ گناہگار کی التجا ہے یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا ہے مجھ گناہگار کی التجا ہے یا خدا یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا ہے
آمین اللہم آمین ثم آمین. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this is called hope and tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Hoping for the mercy with the desire to attain the pleasure and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to perform the acts of Hajj and the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba and to see the sacred home. Allahu Akbar. Despite the response of La Labbaik, La Labbaik, a true lover of Allah Azza wa Jal, a true and pious and devoted servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never ever loses hope. He continues placing his trust and his hope in Allah Azza wa Jal, and he hopes for acceptance of dua. He continues supplicating and crying until his duas are answered. He never walks away empty-handed. How could he walk away empty-handed from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? Allahu Akbar. As I was discussing and saying with regards to the blessings of Hajj and the signs of accepted Hajj, let's listen to two or three ahadith with relation to this. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, a Hajj pilgrim will intercede on behalf of 400 Muslims of his family members. Allahu Akbar. Jo Hajj pe jata hai, Qiyamat ke din, on the day of judgment, he will be given the ijazah and permission to intercede for 400 people from his family members. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And his sins will be removed, as if he was born from the womb of his mother that day. Just like when he was born from the womb of his mother and he had no sins in the book of his deeds, likewise when a Haji returns from this spiritual journey, his sins are pardoned as if it is the day that he was born from the womb of his mother, and he will intercede for 400 Muslims, 400 Muslims of his family members on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Another hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that perform Hajj because Hajj erases sins as water washes away dirt. Many people out there who have the means to go for Hajj are not found putting in place any sort of plan, showing any interest in this. Dunya ghumte, lekin wahan jaane ki taufeeq hasil nahi karte, kyunki perhaps they are so busy in life, they go on business trips, they travel the world, and if enough they went once, Allah blessed you with so much of wealth that you can go twice, or you could send somebody else who haven't went for Hajj, open the doors of your generosity and understand the importance of presenting yourself there, inshallah, and go for Hajj. If you have the means to go for Hajj, Hajj is farb upon you, it is obligatory upon you. So never ever lose this opportunity. Take your family members and go yourself and repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come back from your Hajj whilst you are cleansed from sins, subhanallah. You are purified. Remember, it is mentioned in another hadith, when you meet a Haji, greet him and shake hands with him and ask him to make dua for your forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. Before he enters his home. Why? Because he has been forgiven. That person has been forgiven and he has returned from Hajj. And if he will make dua for you before he enters his home, or even if he entered his home, to say that, do not delay in this. Approach a Haji as soon as possible. Whilst he's there, be in touch with him. When he returns back, go and meet him, shake hands with him, make salam to him, and therefore ask him to make dua for you to also go for Hajj, for your sins to be pardoned, for your du'as to be answered. Because why? Allah has already forgiven that haji. Subhanallah, in another hadith, it has been mentioned, the one who leaves with the intention to perform Hajj, and then he passes on, Allah will write the reward of Hajj for him until the day of judgment. Likewise, the one who goes on the journey of performing Umrah, and during this journey he passes away, Allahu Akbar, from the day he has passed on till the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will write in his books of deeds that he has performed Umrah. Allahu Akbar. Umrah will be written repeatedly until the day of judgment in the books of his deeds. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the blessings and the virtues of going for Hajj and Umrah. How many people out there never knew that this was the last journey of their life? Apne ghar se nikle, sabko alvida kaha, aur jaise hi safar pe nikal pade, wahan pahunchne ke baad intikal kar jate hain. How fortunate and lucky, how fortunate are those Muslims who pass away whilst they are beholding the beauty of Ka'batullah Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Kaabe ke saamne hain, aur unka dam toot raha hai. They are passing away. How fortunate are those who are drinking Abi Zamzam, who are under Mizab-e Rahmat. How fortunate are those who are looking and making ziyarat of Maqam Ibrahim, or who have just completed Sa'i, who are in Muzdalifa, Arafat, Mina. How fortunate are those individuals who perform the sacrifice animal on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah and they pass away. Many news and khabar we would hear and listen that the brother was well and he just passed away after performing Tawaf. Allahu Akbar. And the last dua, the last thing they did was to see the Ka'batullah Sharif, to hold the door of the Kaaba, to kiss Hajri Aswad. Allahu Akbar. Kaash aisa ho ki hum bas yehi dua mange. Baki ye ki everyone has different tamanna, khaish and wishes in life, subhanallah. The poet expresses his love and his concern and he says, when he presents himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says,
Kaabe ke dar ke saamne maangi hai ye dua faqat, ke haathon mein hashr
تک رہے دامن مصطفیٰ فقط ہاتھوں میں حشر تک رہے دامن مصطفیٰ فقط اپنے کرم سے اے خدا عشق رسول کے عطا اپنے کرم سے اے خدا عشق رسول کے عطا آخری دم زباں پہ ہو صلی علی صدا فقط آخری دم زباں پہ ہو صلی علی صدا فقط تبا کی سر کو چلے قدموں میں ان کی جان دے
اللہ 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 طلب ہوتی ہے کہ اب مدینہ شریف جائیں وہاں کی حاضری کریں وہاں پہ سرکار کی بارگاہ میں حاضری دیں اس کی جو کیفیت ہوتی ہے the feelings and the emotions that runs through the blood streams of a person is something else altogether dear viewers اللہ اکبر اب جب مدینہ کی حاضری کی طرف جاتے ہیں The poet says, Subhanallah,
Taba ki sar ko chale Qadmon mein unki jaan de Dafn ho unke shahar mein Hai yahi iltija faqat Ke dafn ho unke shahar mein یہی التجا فقط دنیا کی ساری نعمتیں میری نظر میں ہے چہو
اللہ اکبر ظاہر بات ہے اٹ از obvious all these are the bounties which Allah azza wa jal bestows upon us we have luxuries we have So many blessings in our lives, but the poet says, سب سے جو بڑی عظمت ہے, the greatest of gift and bounty would be this for me. If only this could happen. What could happen? He says,
دنیا کی ساری نعمتیں میری نظر میں ہے چہو کہ رکھنے کو سر پہ گرمی لے نالین مصطفیٰ فقط کہ رکھنے کو سر پہ گرمی لے نالین مصطفیٰ فقط کعبے کے در کے سامنے مانگی ہے یہ دعا فقط ہاتھوں میں حشر تک رہے دامن مصطفیٰ فقط
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ سبحان اللہ Prior to our recitation of Nati Rasul, jo hadith se humne suni hai, a hadith which we have learned, of course, we understood that a haji intercedes on behalf of 400 Muslims of his family, sins are pardoned, sins are washed away, duas are answered, he returns whereas his sins are forgiven. Subhanallah. Some of the signs of an accepted hajj is that this person, he becomes an obedient person, he becomes a pious man, pious one man. When you come back from Hajj, you abandon the bad habits you had with you. If a person was an alcoholic, he abandoned consuming alcohol, he abandoned gambling, stealing, lying, cheating, deceiving, and hurting people, he comes back purified. Zindagi badal jati hai. Ab jo hum dekhte hain, and this is something which always I think about myself personally as well. Ke pehle ke zamanon mein, in previous times, people used to perform one hajj, ek hajj ke liye jate the, aur wapas aane ke baad unki zindagiyan badal jaya karti thi. Their life would change. And now we see many people out there, despite the fact of going on hajj many a time, but when they return, there is no change in their attitude, there is no change in the akhlaq, there is no change in the system. They're still the same. In fact, some people become worse. They still have pride, they still have ego, they still hurt people, despite performing hajj. The sign of an accepted hajj is that a person becomes more devoted. He comes back, whereas his sins are forgiven. He repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he comes back purified. And therefore, the ulama say that if you want your hajj to be accepted, and you hope for your hajj to be accepted, then learn the rulings of hajj. Just as when namaz becomes farz upon a person, the rulings of salah also becomes obligatory upon a person. It is necessary for him to learn the rulings of salah and then perform the farz in order for him to be hopeful from the mercy of Allah that Allah will accept his salah. Likewise, when hajj becomes farz upon a person, they are prerequisites of hajj. When these conditions are met and when hajj becomes obligatory upon a person, then before he goes on this beautiful journey, he should learn the do's and don'ts, the rulings. What would make my hajj be accepted? How should I go there and perform my hajj? Lots of people go there and they ask people, they are seeking guidance when you are gone for hajj. Whereas you had all the time to research, to prepare, to sit in the company of the ulama, the scholars, and learn. What if I had done this, it will nullify my hajj. What if I had done that, it will cause more problems. Once you know the rulings, and then when you go there, observe sabr, patience, perseverance, tolerance. Do not fight with people, do not hurt people, do not argue and quarrel with others. Because it is a great test for a haji. It is a great imtihan for a person who goes on for hajj. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. People go out there, they complain about the heat, they complain about the food, they complain about their neighbors, about their people. And this is also unacceptable. Besides the rulings of hajj, how should one perform tawaf? How the ihram should be, you know, how the attire should be. There are so many rulings, and when you go there, you realize that so many wrongs do happen. People are complaining about their accommodation, whereas some people are busy shopping. Different sorts of people go, and different types of people end up doing different sorts of things, you know. So dear viewers on the Madini channel, the rulings of hajj is very important. If only we could get this in action, inshallah azza wa jal, and not be lazy in learning these things, inshallah azza wa jal, then it will be a great act of worship. And when you come back, then you hope for acceptance. Ki phir hum ye dua kare ki Allah azza wa jalla hamari hajj ko qubool farmaye. And then there is hope for one to, you know, make this dua, because you have done the right thing. After doing the correct thing, and then you place your hope in Allah azza wa jalla for acceptance, it makes sense. But if a person has done wrong and then he hopes for acceptance, how would this be possible, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel? So I said before earlier as well, ki when a haji returns from hajj, Allahu Akbar, the doors of answering du'as and blessings, as well as divine pleasure, remains open for the haji. So do not lose this opportunity. Present yourself by him. Seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask him to make du'a for you. Allahu Akbar. The du'a that used to be recited is Allahumma arzuqna hajjan mabrura wa dhanban maghfura wa sa'yan mashkura wa tijaratan lan tabura. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with hajj mabrur. In other words, we say, Ya Allah, accept us with an accepted hajj. Forgive our sins, accept our efforts, and bless us with the trade that has no loss at all. Ye dua karein. A haji will make this dua for you. Allahumma arzuqna hajjan mabrura. Allahu Akbar. Say ameen, dear viewers. Kaash wo din aaye ki hum sab hajj pe chalein, hum sab umre pe chalein. return will come inshallah. Have this hope and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be discussing more stories inshallah. Let's move forward inshallah. We have a Madani Guldasta. Is Guldaste ke baad hum dobara is program ke saath hazir honge. And when we do return, we will be discussing a parable of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabi'a radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Please stay tuned with us till the end. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The state news of tradition, Hajj is farz upon that capable person who has those means to go to Hajj and meet other certain conditions of performing Hajj once in his lifetime. But there are certain actions which have been mentioned in Islam. If we perform them, alhamdulillah, we can attain the reward of Hajj. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who do not have means to go, yet if they perform certain acts, they can attain at least the reward of Hajj. Second reason, there is the glad tidings of accepted Hajj, so that individual looks at the face of his or her parents with love. Allah, how easy is it to attain the reward of Hajj? All we have to do is to look at the face of our parents with love. And just looking at the face of our parents with love, we get the reward of accepted Hajj. And further, not only in your life you can attain this blessing, if they depart from this mortal world, then if you go to do ziyarat of their qabr, if you go and visit their grave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the reward of Hajj. It is also mentioned. And further, it is also mentioned, the one who offers Salatul Fajr, then keeps on doing dhikr until sun rises. And then he offers two rak'ah of ishraq. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the reward of Hajj and Umrah. This is the beauty of Islam. How easy is it to attain the reward and the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So don't miss these opportunities to look at your parents' face with love and to attain the reward of Hajj. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
يا باتي ما شاء الله. صلوا للحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Our brother Rizwan from the UK, alhamdulillah, was sharing with us his Madani pearls. We were discussing with regards to the prerequisites of Hajj and some amongst the signs of an accepted Hajj. I said that people do not observe sabr and patience. کسی کو گرمی ہے, کسی کو تکلیف ہے, وہاں جانے کے بعد اگر ہم تکلیف سے گزرے بھی تو just realize that you are on the land of Makkah al-Mukarramah. This is the city of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Millions, thousands of Sahaba and Awliya Allahs are buried on that land. تکلیف اگر ہو تو بھی سفر میں تو یہ سوچیں, اللہ جو اعلیٰ حضرت نے ہمیں خیال دیا ہے, جو اعلیٰ حضرت نے ہمیں سبق دیا ہے, what is the سبق and the lesson which سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی had given us. He says in the language of poetry,
garmi hai tap hai dard hai kulfat safar ki hai, garmi hai tap hai dard hai kulfat safar ki hai, are na shukr ye to dekh azimat kidhar ki hai, na shukr ye to dekh azimat kidhar ki hai, azimat kidhar ki hai.
So whether it is hot, it is difficult, it is, you have so many reasons that you got pain in your leg, you can't walk so far, you never have food on time, you had this problem or that problem and many problems people have. Waiting in the queue, waiting in the line, not being served on time. Allahu Akbar, he says, Rahmatullahi ta'ala li. Allah says, Na shukri, oh the one who has gone on this journey, you're making na shukri. You're not appreciating the fact that you are gone for Hajj or for Umrah. Look at the place where you are. Leave alone your pain, leave alone your worries and your sorrows. Allahu Akbar. And because of that worry, do not fight because it is amongst the prerequisites. I mean, it is the order of the Quran. It has been mentioned in one surah of the Holy Quran, Pak, Allahu Akbar, in Surah Al-Baqarah. فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. And Allahu Akbar, the Quran teaches us then there should be no mention of quarrels before women, no any sin, no quarreling with anyone till the time of Hajj. Copulation before women, no fighting, no quarreling, no arguing with people until the time of Hajj. فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. It is amongst the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be very much alert and concerned when you go on Hajj. Now, after understanding this, if a person even gets angry, close your eyes for a moment and recite from your heart with the meaning, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. آپ یہ پڑھیں, توبہ کریں, شیطان کو بھگائیں. And then continue and have sabr. Be very, very tolerant and give preference, give sadaqat, khairat, give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have means to look after yourself, help others as well who you see do not have much means with them. Subhanallah. Now, if we go further, subhanallah, and we understand the signs of an hajj, accepted a hajj, let's look at what Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated. He says, it is reported that one of the signs of an accepted hajj is that a haji gives up all those acts of disobedience that he was indulged in the past. He quits the company of bad friends, he keeps the company of pious people, he abandons the gatherings of sports and entertainments, and he attends the gatherings of dhikr and fikr, contemplation, and the gatherings in which the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is done abundantly. He leaves the gathering of the friends where he's going to the malls, walking around, wandering around. He looks forward sitting in the gatherings of dhikr. He reads his salah on time. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated that the sign of a hajj mabroor, an accepted hajj, is that a haji becomes better than before when he returns. People can witness and see the change in that person. Samajh lena ki Allah Azza wa Jal has accepted the hajj of the person. Furthermore, Mulana Mufti Ahmad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali had said that a haji should take provisions more than his need so that he can help his fellow travelers. You know, people that travel in the qafila, in the caravan with you, with this niyyah, I got extra money. The moment I see someone is suffering or is in need of some sort of cash or whatever it may be, kind, cash or kind, I will assist that person. So take more provisions with you, and this is also a sign of an accepted hajj. Let's move further, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, to learn and unfold more things, subhanallah, what the pious predecessors have mentioned. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, an accepted hajj is such a hajj after which the haji desires the hereafter over the dunya. He looks forward to the hereafter and not the world. When you see this quality in a person, just know that his hajj has been accepted. It is a hajj that softens the heart of a haji and the sorrow, and has sorrow in his heart and wetness in his eyes. His eyes is always wet because he is crying in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart becomes soft. Prior to that, he was hard person, but when he returns from hajj, he becomes naramdil, very soft-hearted person. Allahu Akbar. He forgives those who do injustice to him. He pardons people who do wrong with him. He doesn't keep grudge in his heart. Subhanallah. So these are some of the signs, dear viewers, you would see in the Hujjaj who come back from this. And adopt sincerity, subhanallah. Let's listen to this beautiful waqiyah. As I promised, subhanallah, when we come back, we'll be listening to the story. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Adawiyya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha performed hajj after traveling barefeet. She, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, would distribute whatever food Allah Azza wa Jal had bestowed upon her or granted her. As she, rahmatullahi ta'ala, reached the holy Kaaba, she fainted. She fainted when this was the style of her hajj. She goes and presents herself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She places her cheeks on the Kaaba. She cries repeatedly. And she says, this is the shelter of your bondmen. And you love them, Mawla. Now tears are no more in my eyes. I cannot cry anymore. She cries and she cried and she cried while seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst placing her cheeks on the Kaaba. Then she, rahmatullahi ta'ala, performed tawaf. After performing tawaf, sa'i, when she intended to observe wukufi arfat, her monthly began. She became sick whilst weeping and crying. And then she says, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Maliko Mawla. O Allah Azza wa Jal, if this has happened because of anybody else except you, I would have registered a complaint to you. But it has happened according to your will. So how can I complain? This is something which is natural for every woman to go through. How could I lodge a complaint? She says, upon saying this, she heard a voice from the angel who gives the call from the unseen, saying, Oh Rabi'a, we have accepted the Hajj of the Hajis because of you and due to the situation of yours. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We have forgiven the shortcomings of everybody else as well. Your Hajj has been accepted despite this challenge of yours. And for your sake, we have accepted the Hajj of others as well. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is the style and the tariqah of the pious predecessors, that because of them, the Hajj of others are accepted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us abundantly. And if you know of any Haji who has returned from Hajj, please do not waste time. Approach him inshallah and seek and ask him to make dua for you. We say shukran, barakallah, to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel who have watched this program and who would share this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite lots of durood. Send salams and salutations upon the most exalted and celebrated Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is none other than Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be safe wherever you are. Stay good, be good, and do good. And once again, I sign off reminding you the maqsad and the mission of this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. And it is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله الله